God took from man a rib and made what? Woman. Say, I'm made like God. Tell your neighbor, say, you are made like God. Now say to each other, we are made like God. Now shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can I borrow that, Lucy? I like the way she says it. Shout hallelujah. Glory. So now listen to what God said. He said, let us. And that three came up again. And there's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that was there from the beginning. And then I said, well, God is God. So what's the other that makes up the three? There's wisdom. Wisdom said, I was with God before he even started this stuff. Now, Bishop often watches the wild animal shows and those different kinds of shows, and he'll just comment often, and even just we can be riding along or at home or whatever, but he often comments at how awesome God is to have been able to make all of this stuff and cause it to function right. And that's God. And God said to me, Cora, you know, to you I'm awesome, but he said, I'm just God. That's who I am. And so now let's take on, and we have been taught and we've taken on some of that characteristic, but it won't hurt you to go higher in the Lord. Amen. It'll never hurt you, as Bishop just got through saying it. You know, get all of God. He prepares a table before me. And then he says, my what? Cup runneth what? Over. So we're on that level to go higher and higher in God as we go deeper and deeper into the Word. And as we push down into the Word, it pushes our spirit up. And so we receive that. Say it again. I'm made in the image of God. I'm made after his likeness. God has given me the privilege, even the command, to take dominion over his earth. Now, what I want you to see, back before God even said for us to have dominion, he started taking dominion. He demonstrated to us what to do before he told us what to do. And then another, you know, I said three. Another title I had was, and I mentioned that this morning, be that that you are. Tell your neighbor, say, be that that you are. Say, I am that that I am. And so what am I? I'm a new creature created in Christ Jesus, since Jesus has come to be my Savior. We know that. I'm looking at the audience, and it's saved people in here who know Jesus. I might get to that, and I might not. Well, what I want you to see, God wants you to do what he said to do. Say obedience.
Obedience.
Say obedience.
Obedience.
Say it again. Obedience.
Obedience.
Now, God told Adam and Eve something to do, and they didn't do it, right? And it was sin, and it caused a lot of trouble for all of us. Tell your neighbor, say,
Adam and Eve
disobeyed God,
and
it has caused you trouble. Now, let's look at that. We know the story. God said, don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But they did. Tell your neighbor, said they did.
They did.
Said they ate it.
They
said it wasn't an apple either. God didn't tell us what it looked like. Amen.
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 Amen. And you know, you use little symbols and symbolic things so you can understand other things. But once we get older, we know it wasn't an apple. The little kids back there might think it was an apple. Tell your neighbor, son, now listen. You have to, because God said so, take dominion where he tells you to take dominion. So don't be like Adam and Eve.
Don't be
disobedient. All right, are you ready now? So now don't get offended either. So don't get offended. You know, last week, I tell you, I wouldn't care if the whole world could have heard that message that the Lord gave to Junior last week. When he finished, I mean, it just rose up in my spirit, came out of my mouth, a billion-dollar sermon. And every word God was talking, but what he said was, God is going to talk to you, and he's going to use me to do it. Amen. All right? So as I was thinking, Lord, how do I say this, and I'm getting to what God had done. He said, well, talk to yourself and let them listen. And then when I talk to me, you don't have to get offended if I talk to myself. All right. All right. All right. I don't think you would anyway. But let's go back to the beginning of the chapter and very first verse. And I'm reading from the Voice translation now. I don't have the Passion on my iPad. So I'm reading from the Voice translation. In the beginning, God created everything, said everything. The heavens above and the earth below. And here's what happened. At first, the earth lacked shape and was totally empty. And a dark fog draped over the deep while God's spirit wind hovered over the surface of empty waters. Then there was the voice of God. Remember that. Then there was what? The voice of God. Say it again. Then there was the voice of God. Say it again. Then there was the voice of God. See, there was nothing out there. There was a nothingness. There were void. The space was void. It was dark. It was empty. But God was out there. But God was out there. And God said, and this is core, I believe Holy Spirit has given to me. He said, I'm tired of this darkness. I don't like being by myself, with myself all the time. And he says, I'm going to take dominion. That's where I wanted to go. He said, I'm taking dominion over this emptiness, this shapelessness, this dark fog. And when God decided to take dominion, out of his mouth came some words. The utterance of his voice came forth. And once he had his mind made up, he didn't procrastinate. He didn't put off. He just spoke. And God said, let there be. And there was.